Reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning is our third kind of machine learning. Like unsupervised learning, no inputs are given. The reinforcement learning model must discover on its own how to be the most effective. Then the data scientist suggests improving the model based on its ability to predict an outcome, which is evaluated by looking at comparisons between prediction and actual value. This is the most progressive type of machine learning, and where much of the machine learning in the future will be done. Think of it like playing a game. Over time, you learn by winning and losing. You learn how to win by playing, and the more you become familiar with the game, the better you understand the mechanics of winning. Over time, the data scientist gives the model feedback as it collects and processes data. It receives a reward signal so that it knows when it is doing a good job of predicting some outcome. So winning the game gives positive feedback to the algorithm. This is the type of machine learning used in gaming, robots, navigation, and self-driving cars. Q-learning. In Q-learning, the model communicates with its environment to improve itself. You begin by having a set of states. States are the things in the environment which stand as obstacles and avenues in your environment, called S. In chess, it would be the way that all of your pieces could move, as well as where all of your opponent's pieces are. These are states. The possible moves are called A. If you are a pawn, your possible moves are one square forward. If you are a rook, your possible moves are in any direction in a straight line. Q is the value of the model, which starts at zero. As you play the game, Q goes up and down, depending on its interactions with the environment. With negative interactions, the score Q goes down. With positive interactions, the score Q goes up. The algorithm learns how to move so that it can optimize the number Q. In the beginning, it's random. Over time, these random movements result in positive and negative effects on Q, and the machine learns how each move will affect the score of Q. It must play a lot of games to improve the way it plays over time. It's much easier said than done to apply this process in real life. SARSA, State Action Reward State Action. There is only a small difference between SARSA and Q. They function similarly in giving the model a reward response. Deep Q network deep Q is applied when regular Q isn't general enough. When it sees new things that it hasn't seen before, it doesn't know what to do. Q learning can't adjust itself for things it has never seen. Deep Q uses a neural network. Markov decision process has a set of possible states, a set of models, a set of possible actions, and a real value reward. The model learns by interacting with the environment through ongoing interaction. DDPG, or Deep Deterministic Policy Gradient, another reward state model, functions as an actor and a critic. Semi-supervised learning. This type of machine learning uses a combination of supervised and unsupervised learning. Some data is labeled, while other data is not. But typically, most data will be unlabeled. Semi-supervised learning can be used for classification, regression, and prediction. Semi-supervised machine learning is helpful because labeling everything would be too time-consuming, and it can harm the ability to find new patterns.